It's the aftermath of NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. Don't you go anywhere. See you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's a fiesta here at AfterBuzz TV because we're here talking about NXT. Welcome into the show. I'm one of your hosts, the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Next to me is the hobo.
Yep.
Go on.
I'm meant to hobo.
Nailed it. Full of beans.
There we go. Full of beans.
Full of beef and rice. You're full of beans,
I'm
Bill Hanstock.
And spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I'm Bill. You can follow me on social media at Sundown Motel. And we got a very special guest.
We have a very special guest. Nicole Coughlin is here.
Hi, it's me. Hi.
Welcome into the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank
so
you.
So how long have you been a fan of NXT?
Since the I used to live right by the Barclays Center, so I went to NXT TakeOver 2 years ago, and I think that's when I really got into it.
What a show to get into.
Yeah, it was the one right before Nakamura was brought up.
Okay, yeah.
I think, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So last year's.
Nope, then it was 2 years ago. Okay.
I'm wrong.
Nakamura was there. I don't know. I was there with his boyfriend. It was fine.
It's not like we were all there at that show.
Yeah, we were.
There's a lot.
We definitely all were there at that show. And none of us knew each other. I knew you guys.
Yeah, no.
That was the weekend that you were in New York before we'd ever met in person, uh-huh. and we tried to get together uh-huh. like 5 times, uh-huh. and we did it.
I was like, oh, you should go to NXT TakeOver. And you're like, I don't know if I'm going to. I'm like, you can find a ticket real easy. And then later you're like, I found a ticket. It was great. I went. I'm like, all right.
That was also.
But I get it.
Yeah. That was also the moment where we met, but we had met before.
Yeah. Hello again, fellows.
It's like, oh, Bill, is it?
I know that guy in the hat and the jacket that says hobo on the back.
Yep, that's me. I'm good at that part. Being me. Nobody can be me. Nobody wants to be me.
Oh, buddy.
And nobody wants to hire you either.
Nope.
We're kidding. That's why hashtag hire the hobo exists.
We're all coming down off the chili highs. Yeah. We're going to be crashing.
Getting the chili low.
Getting the meat sweats. we're talking about the aftermath of NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. We had a couple of matches happen tonight, and we're sort of looking forward to the next iteration that NXT is going to be taking on. Started with what we thought was going to be a match featuring No Way Jose, but he got the crap beat out of him by Lars Sullivan. Yeah. This is awesome. I am so excited that this could be a thing. Mm-hmm. Nicole, what did you think of this moment?
It ruled. it was, like... I was genuinely surprised by it, because I'll be honest, I have not been following NXT super closely in the past few weeks.
That's fine.
I'm very unprepared for this show. but I was genuinely surprised by it, which is great, because at this mm-hmm. point I watch wrestling with so many of my friends who, like, know it inside and out, that they just tell me what's going to happen. I'm like, well, it's not fun for me anymore. Yeah.
Bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
That's why Bill had to leave the room, because he had seen it all already and wasn't just going to blurt out, oh, this happens! Because he does that all the time.
Yeah,
he's going to throw a punch.
told you.
Close line.
Called it.
but seeing Lars Sullivan press
yeah.
a giant man in the form of No Way Jose, very terrifying.
No Way Jose is like legit the biggest dude on the NXT roster.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Drew Galloway is a tall dude, but No Way Jose is
second only to Adam Cole, we discovered.
Yeah.
Because Adam Cole is a huge man.
But he's got a huge following.
Ah.
I think his cult following's actually bigger than he is. Like,
and he got a big old butt.
he do. I've seen it. It's quite large. Dumps
like a truck.
Lars Sullivan is large all over.
Sullivan.
He's a large.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the NXT After Show.
We've been already a part of the team.
Yeah, I got it.
And we are already canceled again. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we get canceled every episode.
Wonderful.
And they bring us back.
Yeah.
Or at least they think they do.
We're actually operating on the dark web. They don't actually know that we're still there.
Want to buy some heroin while we're here?
Welcome to the after show and also Silk Road.
Yeah.
Pull up some drugs?
Yeah. Chili.
Is that how you get drugs?
Yeah.
Just shout that.
No, that's how I sell drugs to people.
Oh, okay.
Pull up some drugs?
No, it's like Anchorman summoning the news team. Drugs! And then the people just swore.
You know, do you say that made me miss walking around in San Francisco and having people just be like, trees, perp, kush?
Yeah, people are friendly over there.
Yeah,
people are also friendly.
You've spent a lot of time on those streets.
I sure have. That's why I'm here now. They kicked me out.
Well, the only thing that people kept throwing away was hacky sacks and hemp ropes. And you can't eat those all the time.
Hacky sacks are a great way to smuggle drugs.
Oh, in your butt?
Yeah.
Why is this hacky sack in your butt?
I tie a piece of yarn around it.
What were we talking about?
It's like a stopper. We were talking about Lars Sullivan.
I don't know
what drugs his mother took while he was in utero, but God, what a freakish human.
Mostly ribeye and tri-tip.
Jesus.
This is actually what happens when you try to make the heavy machinery clones. This was the third that just didn't
Damn play. You, Ellering. Why didn't you kill it when you had the chance?
He was the Danny DeVito runoff, but it all like congealed and made an even more fearsome person.
God. There were two of them. He ate the other one.
Strength be in him.
The weatherman is dead. Sorry, we're getting way...
I got it. I'm with you.
Oh, man.
I will say, is there a better way to, like, establish a heel than to have him just interrupt a fun dance party?
Austin Aries did the same thing. Austin Aries did the same exact thing.
Well, because it's like, oh, there's two conga lions. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be more fun than last time because there's two. And then
right, the difference between Austin Aries doing it and Lars Sullivan doing it is you're not worried Austin Aries is going to start just randomly eating people.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been worried that he's just going to start gnawing on a leg.
Well,
mostly because he's vegan.
But I would say because NXT, the main color, being yellow, he could probably see people as bananas and try to peel them and eat them.
Jesus. I hope Lars Sullivan doesn't have that.
That's ultimately why he had to leave the company, for fear of
trying to peel people.
Fear of rampant cannibalism. I can't trust myself. I have to go.
I have to go.
Cannibalism's the future, you guys. I don't know if you know, but it is the future.
Hashtag eat the rich.
You heard it from Hobo, folks. Human meat.
Soylent Green. It's people for people.
So what was next?
That was the hardest transition.
You have to. You can't do an easy transition from cannibalism.
And now for the next topic.
Now for something completely different.
So after this, we got a whole bunch of backstage segments. We got Gargano talking about his next step forward after his loss, and not being able to get DIY out of his head, and Tommaso Ciampa out of his head. Do we think that there's going to be a rematch between him and Almas, or is he going to go on a completely different path?
Maybe he's just going to fight a string of people who will also throw DIY shirts at him, and then they'll like have to like start playing Ciampa's theme song, just like. Like a wistful slideshow of the two of them having good times. Just anything that will remind him of
Johnny Gargano. This was your life.
His new nemesis, the merch man. Because they're not selling those DIY shirts anymore. Just
they're limited edition. Don't just throw them away.
Now they're
numbered.
If
they could get the merch man to be played by Eugene Merman, I would be really into that.
What would that be like, Bill?
I just want. Well, you go first.
No.
Do your Eugene
Please
Merman impression. Please
having...
do your Eugene Merman impression.
Buy my shirts! I don't know.
That's good.
It's just
solid.
You, but a little bit louder.
I think you should be reminded of your old friend, Tommaso Ciampa.
All right, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Also acceptable for birthday clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody! Roger Rabbit!
I think if we're going to throw around t-shirts, I think at some point we got to get a t-shirt cannon involved.
Ooh,
and just start
shoot.
Launching DIY shirts at him with a t-shirt
Zelina
cannon.
Just like an uppercut.
Especially if, I feel like it's a missed opportunity because Barclays Center has a freaking dope high. It's really hard for me not to drop you. I got the F out and I was like, oh my God. And then freaking is stupid, but whatever. Barclays Center has like a dope hype crew that they really could have used to their advantage there with a lot of guns.
Hobo, maybe you could answer this, and I'm sure you can. She tossed a shirt at him, and it hit him, but it was just like he caught it. So, like, at what point does the velocity of the thrown item become disqualification material? Like, because there is a threshold.
But I got like, something. I got something for that. Yeah. The ref couldn't tell if she was throwing in the towel. It's like, oh, it's a t-shirt. And then he was consulting the referee rule book. Like, is there a rule about throwing t-shirts in? Is that a forfeit? Like, what is... So while he was distracted by looking up in the rule book, because every referee has a rule book in their pocket,
she shoots him with a
t-shirt.
I think...
What was that?
The item in question has to be heavier, as heavy or heavier than a full can of beer. I think that's generally the good rule. Because that a can that's full of beer can do good damage to a person. So I think that's about the rule.
But do you think that brass knucks weigh more than a can of beer?
No, but they're also illegal. Brass knuckles are illegal to possess.
There's no t-shirt canon, is it, in the book?
No.
Like law.
They're legit. You cannot own a pair of brass knuckles.
Fine.
Like, Riggles told the story of getting... caught at the airport with him. He's like, no, wait.
These aren't what you think they
are. It's for my job. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's for my job as a mafioso.
Jumanga. after this, we got a look back at Asuka versus Ember Moon. Asuka, of course, speaking of the victory. If you want, she didn't become a vicar. She didn't get the vicary.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wouldn't that be a weird turn for her character?
Asuka at a tarts and vicars party. She's the vicar.
Sure.
She's not going to be a tart.
No. That would be obvious. I don't know.
How could I work? Well... that would have made for a good transition, but we've got more to talk about when it comes to Asuka. Anyway, she has a miniature press conference with people from all over the world.
International media. But what you mean? Two people asking questions in English with no trace of accent, and one person asking a question in Japanese.
Yeah, one of them could have been Canadian.
That's international.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
No.
One of them's American. One of them's Canadian. That's why he doesn't have an accent.
How do you feel about your victory?
Well, he was the American, so there.
All right.
Now that we've gotten that taken care of, they also reported about Asuka's collarbone injury.
Yeah, it was weird how in the press conference the collarbone wasn't bothering her at all.
Endorphins, man. We'll carry you through.
Yeah.
You get shocked,
just so
and
pumped.
Then the adrenaline powers you through, you know?
I've been there.
I was actually wondering, like, you know, Braun Strowman, like, power slammed Brock through those two tables? Like, the uppy part of the, which is the technical term.
The uppy. The uppy part.
Like, he goes into it, and, like, the uppy part, like, hits him in the ribs, you know, and then the thing collapses, but it's still gotta hurt. I figure it's still gotta hurt pretty good.
Well, yeah. It's a double-edged sword, but obviously the guy who's being, you know, thrown through a table with another man's weight on top of him, that hurts worse.
Because he's landing on the flat part, not the uppy part.
But it's
stay with us. These are all technical terms. Hopefully, right. You did your homework.
Write them down.
The damage in totality. All that's happening is to Strowman. He's getting a little bit clipped. It's not the end of the world.
He's so thick. He probably.
I just feel like after you flip an ambulance, I'm not going to be impressed by you flipping a table.
It's a really heavy table, though.
Actually, I'm more impressed with the table not falling apart before he.
It kind of did. Like one of the panels fell off.
The sidey part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever assembled IKEA part. Furniture?
Yes. Okay. Oh man, we had a sorry, go ahead. Really great joke from next week's Hispanics podcast,
which is called
"In the Future." McMansplaining.
Such a good name.
You gotta put that over more, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's such a good name.
Sorry. Brandon came up with it. It's Brandon's baby.
And it's
real
good.
I will remember to.
Maybe we'll have Brandon on the show.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
Then you're dismissed.
Okay. Oh, I deserve that.
We find out that we're going to be getting a UK tag team match later in the night with Pete Dunne and Wolfgang going up against Trent Seven and Tyler Bate. And we have Dunne and Wolfgang in the back giving an interview, and Wolfgang just being like,
hey, can I have a title shot?
If I win.
Can I have a title shot?
Dunne was like, meh.
Now, Dunne was like, well, focus on tonight. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Slow your roll there, mister.
And then Wolfgang was just like, Okay.
What's going on?
So you're saying I have a shot.
I better win this match coming up.
Like, honestly, this was one of my favorite interviews of the years. Like, Dunn just being like, I so rarely get to hear him talk.
Yeah.
And he just sounds like a Cockney shopkeep.
Yeah.
And
it's he, so the good. Fact that he's not a chimney sweep gimmick is a missed opportunity,
I think. Sure Michael Hayes is really upset.
Also, he's like 22 and he looks like he's 54.
Yeah.
He's
lived several lifetimes.
Really hideous looking villain. Like, he has a facial skin like a beige orange peel.
That, don't eat that orange.
Yeah, well, no. Austin, no, put him down.
It's not an orange. That's a beige.
It's a beige. It's the color of a peach.
And a glass of beige juice.
That's just Thousand Island dressing.
But it's like really watery.
Yeah.
It still has the relish in it, though. It's fine.
Yeah.
Good.
That's the pulp. If you want no pulp,
take the relish. Restrained the relish out in the Thousand Island dressing.
There's a guy in the back with a sieve in Thousand Island, and he's like punching it.
Gross.
This show should be nominated for something. I don't know.
Nominated
cancellation.
For cancellation.
Ah! Yeah.
High five.
She's been great.
A prestigious award we've won many times. But our first actual match of the night. Oh, give me a second. Peyton Royce versus Sarah Logan. This is fun.
This is our
it
first
was great.
Match. Yeah, this is actual first match.
The iconic duo is like so good right now. I love them. I'm so happy they got rid of that weird velvet gear that I hated.
The long gloves, at least with Billie Kay, she had the really long gloves, and
it was a mess.
It's weird.
I love their, like, I love that so much.
It's weird.
I love everything about them. They're great. They're perfect.
They're awesome.
I would stand on their porch, like in Love Actually, and be like, "To me, you are perfect."
And then they'd be like,
"You know, we're not married to each other, right? You could just say it out loud."
They would slam the door in my face and be like, "Yeah."
And then you would,
yeah.
And then behind the door, you would hear like a muffle. As they do.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. It was really strange how Peyton Royce hit her back roundhouse and didn't go for the pin right away. Just decided to keep beating up on Sarah Logan.
Well, I mean, you said it, Mark, to your credit. You know, they don't seem to be as focused on trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, part of their problem. They're too busy doing whatever it is that they do. And granted, you guys love them for it. But at some point, you got to stop goofing around and start trying to actually win a match. Mm-hmm. Granted, Peyton Royce won tonight. But she definitely had to get serious before doing so. If she was a little bit more serious earlier on, she'd be able to sew it up that much more easily.
I do wonder if their, like, overt concern for their brand and the way they look is going to, like, ultimately be their undoing in a match at some point.
I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It arguably already has, but...
Fair.
Yeah.
Like, they're still rocking those iconic duo or those iconic t-shirts, still not selling them.
I think with Asuka at the top of the heap, and both of them having already tested Asuka and not having gone well, I think they're sort of biding their time for when Asuka isn't at the top of the heap. Or for when they impress enough people through being iconic to maybe not be in NXT anymore.
I think you're definitely onto it. They're sort of the top of the bottom. We've not seen Sarah Logan.
Whereas I bottom from the top.
Yes. It's a power bottom.
Oh, boy.
We've not seen Sarah Logan before on NXT. As Sarah Logan, she's got a Yukon fur trapper type appeal.
Actually, did you know that she's the daughter of Yukon Cornelius?
Is she?
Yeah.
This makes a whole lot more sense now.
I was hoping that it was going to be like a fur trapper versus an old-timey prospector situation.
That's
competing
coming.
Over a can of beans.
You know, my
claim. Well,
I'm just going to do that.
Looks like she's throwing her through the sluice box.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I love Sarah Logan. Like, when she came out, I was like really excited because I love when you don't know anything about someone, but you can immediately know their character. Just like in the live venue, it's like, you hear her song, It's like good old country boy music. She's got her fists taped. She's got her hair braided. She's got a ratty old jacket on. It's like, she's America.
That's America, huh?
Ain't that America?
Ain't that you America? You and me.
Little pink houses.
What?
And Hobo's caught in a flashback.
Sorry.
Sarah, impressing with that remarkable deadlift German suplex.
Yeah.
That, especially on as big of a specimen as Peyton Royce
is.
One
of Hobo's pet peeves.
What?
The deadlift German?
No, I like it.
Oh.
She grabbed her and just... I was going to say something in a little bit more colloquialism. She certainly did suplex her. No, she had her off the ground the entire time. What are you going to do?
Sorry. I thought you were the person who had an issue with deadlift Germans because, in theory, every German should be a deadlift.
No.
Oh,
no, certainly not. Else. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Okay.
But
someone who sounds
not every German can be a deadlift because sometimes
it's like every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square. You know?
Right. Although that's geometry speaking, two sides are longer. Square, all sides are equal.
Sure.
So yeah, I mean all the degrees are 90, but two sides
geometry
are
geometry with Hobo.
We'll be right back to MathCast after this. Talk about NXT.
When I'm training, I tell all the guys wrestling's just geometry in motion because you have to look at a ring and you have to be able to break it down into various squares that just breaks down into smaller and smaller squares.
So when you look at it,
you have to understand how to move and move efficiently, and you understand it by understanding the geometry of the wrestling ring. So. There you go.
So
you learned something.
Peyton Royce gets a fisherman suplex for the win.
It's a good fisherman.
Yeah.
Tight fisherman.
Yeah, with the bridge.
That's great.
Yeah.
The only pie that Hobo could factor is the one on a windowsill. So. Hey-ho.
Ho-ho.
Yeah.
God. Thank you. Sound effect.
Dang it.
And like Steven ain't even doing our production.
No.
I like a good stolen pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see those stink lines wafting in.
No. They're lines.
Yeah, the aroma lines.
Yes. Yes.
Stinky pie.
A pie can have a mighty fine stink.
Depends on whose it is.
Better than...
Ew.
No. No.
Ew.
No. Bad Hobo.
What I meant to say was...
No,
see what happened was.
Please continue.
Depends on who baked it.
Oh, okay.
Depends on who the baker is.
All right.
Got it.
And their.
Let me explain. You guys.
The FCC just kicks in the door.
Guns are blazing.
For horrible podcast violations.
It's the equivalent of like opening up a glove compartment and just parking tickets. That's nice. That's us.
That ain't mine.
This ain't even my car.
That's worse.
I say a lot.
Yeah, wait, that went from a parking violation to grand theft auto. Very quickly. Well,
depends on how grand the car is. It could just be theft auto.
It's a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Damn it.
You got me there.
It's literally in the title.
Oh, I love that we have time to mess around on this episode because nothing happened. We got to look.
It was 75% just a recap.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Usually what these are. That's what I was really hoping. Like, no way Jose versus Lars Sullivan. I'm happy they're building towards it, but that'd just be a nice match to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, being there, Bill... Mm-hmm. Who were you expecting to come out and take on No Way Jose, if anybody?
I don't know if I had. I was just like, oh, No Way Jose is going to wrestle. Oh, he's doing the conga line. Like, I honestly didn't have a thought in my mind about who. Like, I honestly, given the what Hideo Itami had been doing in the past couple of months, I expected Cassius Ohno to be on this week's episode, and he was.
Yeah, me too.
This was
the Ring of Honor episode, so.
Cassius Ohno has been relegated. He's an NXT B. We love you, Cassius.
That's just in the cup size.
Mm. All right.
I had to do it.
No, you didn't.
That was a passable. That was a joke that you could have passed on. You were like, you know what?
He's husky.
It's time.
I'd say he's more than a B, though.
Come on, give him more credit. Yeah. He's been doing some hard work.
Yeah.
So after this, we got the backstage segment that we talked about in our Takeover After Show, which you should go watch after this one. Because we got so much more time and a lot more terrible jokes to make. Myself included, being one of those jokes. We've got Roderick Strong. What are you doing? Like, we know the fact that we got Roderick Strong going,
see you soon.
And then Bobby Roode debuts on SmackDown.
Yeah, Bobby Roode's already gone. Yeah. And then you're going to play this the next day. Like, you already watched it. Yeah. And you're going to put it in the show the next day.
Like, the only worst thing that he could have said would have been if he went like, toodles.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah. I would have given it an upgrade if he had said, smell you later.
Yeah, it would have been a slight improvement.
That is how we say goodbye in the future.
I do strongly believe that Roode will come back to finish his feud.
Well, he mentioned in the interview after SmackDown that he never leaves any unfinished business, so he's not a ghost. He's gonna.
Huh? He's not an unholy specter. Here
no,
to
he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He's not Bobby Booed.
Oh.
He's Bobby Roode.
I
told you, dumb joke.
Bobby Gould.
No,
it's further
like
away.
Like a Jewish ghost.
No, not Gould. Like Gould.
No, I like Elliot Gould. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bobby Gould.
I'm here to finish some business.
Just so you know, Hobo and I can make those jokes.
Great, yeah, wonderful. Okay. I certainly cannot.
Okay. So. I'll be your proxy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
But
I got a lot of stuff to say. So.
All right, Jude. For the listeners at home, I unfurled a pantomime scroll.
It was honestly pretty good object work.
Thank you. I've had a lot of practice.
Fake scrolls come up a lot in your life.
Yeah.
More than you think. More than you think. I don't like to brag, but I role play.
You scroll play?
Upgrade. Mm.
He said that he's going to stick around NXT a little bit longer.
I embarrass Roddy's show.
I think we've said just about everything.
He's going to embarrass Roddy, and then he's going to go after Drew McIntyre, win back his NXT championship, and then leave. And go back up and stay up in SmackDown.
Hmm.
Just keep the title.
Why not?
Whatever. Mm.
That's pretty much all about that.
the main...
What is a title belt if not just an accessory?
Especially for Babo.
Babo?
Yeah.
Babo.
That's it. I mean, we got a match.
It'll happen at some point.
How about,
God's sake, just don't.
There are tapings tomorrow night.
So that'll probably be the end of the Bobby Roode farewell tour. Oh, well, they also said that he's going to be at NXT's live shows, all of which he's been announced for.
Oh, so he's getting the Nakamura treatment of like, you're being called up, but also, we really need to sell some more tickets. Please help.
Please. Our main event out of this two-match show. Tyler Bate and Trent Seven versus Wolfgang and Pete Dunne. This was a whole bunch of stuff.
Were there really only two matches?
Yeah.
For real.
Well, I got tricked.
Unless you count the No Way Jose.
That's kind of like a match.
A little bit.
It was longer than the Rusev versus Orton match.
Fair.
2.5 matches. Fine.
Really?
6 seconds?
I didn't. Huh.
Rusev beat up Orton on the outside of the ring for a couple minutes. Then they got in. They rang the bell. Rusev charged. Orton dodged. He hit the corner. RKO.
And then went home.
I just watched the Raw matches.
Yeah.
Because it's literally my job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you...
Doesn't sound like I missed much.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
You should watch the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, though.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, one of the best matches of the entire night.
Wasn't that in the pre-show?
Yes, it was.
Followed so it's up not by, even in the show.
Followed up by the...
I don't even know how to watch it.
Right.
Even though you can watch it for free on YouTube, or if you have the WWE Network, $9.99 finger guns.
You put it on the YouTube?
The pre-show is usually on the YouTube. They broadcast it on YouTube, but I don't know if they keep it there.
Oh.
But you're watching this on the dark web, so you have
to
unencrypted server box. And...
You can only watch this if you're on an incognito window. No history of this show actually exists. So what did y'all think of the tag team match from the UK division?
This is great.
Loved it.
A lot of fun.
Set up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We were with our cameraman came with us, and he'd never been to a live wrestling event before. And he hadn't watched wrestling since, like, Undertaker times. But, like, not... I know that means this year, but... since, like, you know, Attitude Era Undertaker. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even before. Maybe even, like, New Generation Undertaker. But, like, that was his touchstone. Is like, my favorite used to be The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Like, back when I watched wrestling. So, he was super impressed with Tyler Bate. Had a lot of fun with this tag match. And about Trent Seven said... I guess he's kind of fat for a wrestler.
Well, you know, it's...
It's a different... From when he was watching...
Oh, night I guess. Oh, I sure. Guess, yeah.
Like, wrestlers used to look like...
It was after that.
Brackus. Like, yeah. Wrestlers used to look like wrestlers. And now they look like wrestlers, but wrestler now means everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had guys like Earthquake and Tugboat. Yeah. They weren't exactly... real fit, so...
Also, as far as guys who look like Trent Seven doesn't dress in the ring like any other people who look like Trent
no.
Seven.
No.
Like, fair generally enough. They're wearing, like, painter pants or, like... Like, yeah. He dresses like Playboy Buddy Rose, you know? Like...
Yeah.
He's good. He's good at what he does. Yeah.
I love my curvy Trent. Is it too late to make one of those jokes? I think it is.
No.
It's okay,
no.
Great.
Hashtag.
Draw him like one of your French girls.
My curvy Trent.
Let's make sure that he sees that.
Yeah.
Get that straight to him.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know people who know Trent Seven, so.
Oh, wonderful. Tell him that. Tell him what I just said. Tell him and Nicole then he'll be like, please leave me out of this. I'll be like, okay. I'll be like, who's Nicole? Has... And then you'll explain like my varied job history and he'll be like, why would I care about that person?
He has amazing hair.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a good head of hair.
It's really fantastic.
Yes, I can confirm that.
I also have eyes and vision.
Yes.
I seen it. It's pretty.
That was a really good impression of me.
Thank you. I've been working on it for the past... How long has this show been going? The past while?
Oh, great.
Yeah. With the backstage segment of Wolfgang and Pete Dunne, sort of setting up that there might be a little bit less cohesion on that side of the ring, did you expect it to go as swimmingly for that team as it did?
They didn't work like a tag team. Mm-hmm. They worked like two individuals. They had sort of a joint goal of actually winning the match. I'd say Wolfgang a little bit more so because he wanted a chance, an opportunity at the championship. And Pete Dunne really had nothing to lose or anything particularly to gain from this match. So why would he care?
Mm-hmm.
But it was very intelligent of Wolfgang to wait till the very last second to take out his competition and actually win the match for his side, thus solidifying his opportunity at a championship, but just allowing Pete Dunne to get decimated because he's horrible. He's just a horrible person. So, die.
Okay.
And that's our show. We'll see.
And once again, we go off the air with Hobo wishing death upon someone.
You gotta stop.
It's me.
It's his brand.
I don't feel badly.
So what do...
If you don't watch this show, you're missing out.
A lot of people watch.
Version, a lot of solid riffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of good takes.
Yeah. Some good visual humor.
No, camera takes. Like that was way up there, dude. That was really good.
Stuff I do. I don't know what I'm doing half the time.
Cool.
Just
so say we all.
Been in front of a camera for like five years.
Too, keep mumbling. That's also his brand. It's just mumbling.
Just trails
get
off.
That far away look in my eyes. It's like, I don't know.
where do we see the UK division popping up next? Are we going to get the show before there's another NXT TakeOver and they have a match just to keep us reminded?
I am hoping that they'll have some stuff, at least like one match on the next set of tapings. Mm-hmm. It's been too long since we've seen them, and the UK show doesn't seem like it's anywhere near on the horizon. So they just need to start integrating it into NXT. Or, you know, give the UK division a space on SmackDown since the Cruiserweights have a space on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would make sense.
And then keep them around for 205 Live or keep those brands separate, whatever. It was very interesting how all of this turned out. It's just like, oh, remember these guys? Ron Corleone chat says, I seriously forgot the UK guys existed until tonight. And then apparently due to some sort of injury to Pete Dunne, the match against Gentleman Jack Gallagher was canceled at Progress.
Yeah.
For the UK Championship.
He got busted open a little bit the night before, so
you can still see a tape on his eyebrow during this match.
WWE was like, nah, this probably isn't a good idea. These aren't actually our shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to protect your talent, but at the same time, just let the guys do what they're going to do.
Also, like, if they're your talent, maybe, like, put them on your shows.
Right. Or give them a space to have them do what they do. It's a really complicated time with the company right now. I'm sure their budgetary restraints are probably the key factor in them not actually getting a show. So, hell of a time for those boys right now. At least they got this.
At least they got something.
If not anything else, at least they got this.
I feel like we gave him too many compliments on the last take, and now he's fishing for another good take.
No, that's just hobo.
You don't smell as bad today.
What?
You don't I'm just going to leave that there. So that was the show, but we've got a little bit of AfterBuzz TV news to talk about.
AfterBuzz TV news.
We got drops! All right, so two of the big pieces of news from this past week is one, Adam Cole, Adam Bebe Cole.
Nope.
no, that's how it is. That's how you pronounce it.
It is law.
Was signed and made his debut at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. We're going to see more from him. Duh. But also, Leo Rush was signed to NXT, which is a little bit of a surprise to me.
Short joke.
No, I don't think it was intentional. It was probably subconscious and just came out much like a Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just one tiny mistake.
Yeah. In short, something I can fix for the future. what do we think? What do we think about Leo Rush being in NXT?
I still think that Hobo's idea for him is the greatest idea of all time.
What was my idea again?
Where he's the tiny, like, he's the Kato, like, he's paired with a big guy. And he does all the ass-kicking.
Yeah.
Like, he gets paired with, like, a big cowardly guy, but, like, Leo Rush is the enforcer.
That'd be cool.
It's so brilliant.
He'll probably just end going to 205. But, I'm incredibly smart, even when I don't remember the cool things I say.
Like, he has charisma, he's very impressive in the ring, especially for how little time he's been doing it. So, like, being put into the WWE machine, like, in theory, he has, like, all of the raw materials to become, like, the next Rey Mysterio, but also, Kalisto should have been the next Rey Mysterio, like, several times over by this point. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Is that truly what people are expecting? Is that going to be the next Rey Mysterio?
No. I'm just saying, like, you're asking the question because people have no idea what might become of Leo Rush in NXT or WWE because he's super the smallest guy they've signed in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Like, Ho-Ho Loon is small, but, like, in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Leo Rush is not what you would think of as a WWE talent, so that's why everyone's curious, like, what's going to become of him? What's his ceiling? What's he going to accomplish? What do they want him for?
It also goes against their signing strategy. Truly.
Yeah.
No, really. Their strategy is we sign the independent guys later so that they can learn as much as they can.
Right.
But everybody else who's an athlete, we sign right away like they're going to go bad, like spoiled fruit. So them signing him really early just goes against all of their practices. Mm-hmm. So who the hell knows what they want from him?
Yeah. And are they going to keep him in the incubator a little bit longer? Are they going to work on him at the PC for a little bit longer before he actually shows up on TV? Because I heard a report recently that there's going to be it's going to be less frequent that people are signed right off of the indies and just go right onto TV,
right.
Even though Adam Cole just showed up. But that's something that was probably in the works for a while. Yeah. But there are so many people in the PC that are just ready to go, and so many people from NXT that are ready to go but haven't had necessarily... I say, quote, had the opportunity because we keep getting new indie guy, new indie guy, new indie guy, new indie guy. So I think if when they do pull the trigger on Lio Rush, it's been a while. There's not necessarily a void, but there's very much an open space that people wouldn't expect him to show up. Do that.
I think Lio Rush is a very special case because, one, in 3 years or 2 years or however long he's been doing it, he's already made a name for himself, like a legitimate, like, cachet name for himself on the indies. Two, he hasn't been around that long enough to pick up what WWE believes are bad indie habits. Three, he was in a position where he could have commanded a multi-year contract from anyone, like New Japan, CZW, ROH, like GFW, like, he could have commanded a multi-year contract. So it was probably a situation, I'm just guessing, where Canyon Seaman or whoever from WWE makes these decisions was like, look, he's in a sweet spot right now where people know who he is. He desperately wants to come to WWE. Like, they might have gotten a deal on him because he so badly has always wanted to go to WWE. Mm-hmm. And we can either wait a few years and he'll be 24 or 25 or 26 and he'll be thoroughly ingrained into the indie style and have a bigger indie name, or we can sign him now and when he's dying to come to WWE and work WWE style and train him the way we want to train him and not have to wait.
That's not stopped them recently. This is, like you said, a very special case. The idea of bad indie habits, we keep getting indie guys that go straight onto television. Like, sure. I think the days of bad indie habits, the idea is slowly dying out, and each guy is being judged individually.
I also think it's a case of, look at all the non-indie name guys with indie experience that they've signed recently. All the UK guys, Patrick Clark, like... These are dudes who are super young. So maybe that's what they're trying to do, is skew young. And nobody's skewing younger than Lio Rush right now.
That's true.
I like your theory, Bill. I agree with it. I think if by instilling the WWE, you got to get them while they're young. By instilling the WWE style into them
just
this early.
Sink your hooks in.
Yeah. Just big, meaty claws. All right. You went for the new. All right.
You said hooks. And then...
Nah, no. But we did it.
These claws aren't just for attracting mates. That's the next line. Okay, great. Cool.
It's a reference.
Yes, it is. that was a bad one. But so regardless whether this is it, Lio Rush is WWE from here to eternity, and he just lives here. It probably won't be. But at least he will have that WWE style ingrained into him. So when he goes goes back off into the uncharted territory of the territories, then he'll have better basics,
Or he'll just fast track to 205 live.
502 live.
502 live.
That's featuring Otis Dozovic.
and
that's
502
it.
Live and Yokozuna.
The reanimated corpse of Yokozuna. so the other piece of news that I wanted, it's really small. Ember Moon was announced to be in WWE 2K18. Yep.
Nice.
Anyway, was there anything else from this weekend? Anything else aside from Bobby Roode moving to SmackDown, which we kind of already talked about?
So many things.
How was your weekend, Bill?
Busy.
How was your weekend in New York City?
Very busy.
Can you tell us
but
about
fun.
It?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about it a little bit.
I saw Bobby Fish. He was having a good time at the 2K party.
Oh.
Yeah. We saw Bobby Roode. We talked to him. He had a shiny belt at the time. Not so much anymore.
Oh.
I mean, unless, like, he bought a replica, which maybe.
Just to carry on and make him feel better.
Did they make him buy their own replica? Probably not. Like, if they win the title, they'd probably just give him one.
Like, yeah.
Here you go, kid.
Traveling back.
Here you go.
Don't say I never did anything for you.
This was, I mean, is there anyone else does anybody want to talk about? Because we still got a little bit of time. I mean, there's two matches tonight, so we had nothing but time.
Well, there's tapings tomorrow, and Asuka's injured. Is there anything that, and we're past TakeOver, is there anything anyone wants to see coming out of this next set of tapings? Anyone?
You mean, like, what's next in line? We're not going to do the drop. But,
I don't know, not really.
Think we're going to get any post-SummerSlam debuts of people from the Performance Center, maybe? We recently got Street Profits. I mean,
yeah, we did.
There's a chance that there's going to be several call-ups. And, like, there's a chance authors might get called up now that they've dropped the titles and don't really have anything to do. Bobby Roode's gone. Possible Ember Moon's gone. Possible Asuka's gone. Mm-hmm. Possible lots of things.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
possible Itami is getting called up. That's one of the names that I heard bandied about. Because he's not, he doesn't have anything left to do on NXT.
Certainly doesn't. Oh.
Where do you think he should end up?
Raw.
Yeah, that's. I agree with that. Definitely not 205 Live. I
think he should go to Raw, and if Jason Jordan eventually turns heel, he can go up against Jason Jordan for a while, or he can go up against The Miz if they want to make him a face. That'd be a fun series, The Miz versus Hideo Itami.
Miz implied on SummerSlam that, or after their wonderful crowd-filling match at SummerSlam, that he was gonna that he might do a similar open door policy like the U.S. Championship does, that's so welcoming to call-ups, and I think we're gonna get that with AJ Styles doing the same thing on SmackDown. It's
be awesome. I mean, God, they've been teasing that U.S. Open Challenge is going to come back for friggin' forever.
So I think once the thing with Owens and AJ is settled, bearing whatever happens to Baron Corbin, with Baron Corbin.
Well, they said that Tuesday was his last
shot
of the title as long as Styles is champion.
So. Okay. All right. So there's a possibility that it could come back, or they're doing the switch that Miz can do the Intercontinental Open Challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if we got... What about the authors then? Like, what tag team division?
SmackDown needs them more.
Yeah?
I don't know. Well, Raw's pretty thin.
Both brands need tag teams bad.
Yeah.
Like, SmackDown, like, they just had Usos. Like, they got Usos, Ascension, Hype Bros, and New Day.
Well, weren't the Hype Bros not a thing anymore?
No, they just had a match.
No, I know they had a match last night, but before that, I was like, wait, didn't
they? Teasing a thing, but...
You know. Just let them go. They should go their own ways, you know.
And then you'll have one less tag team, so you'll need the Authors of Pain. Yeah.
Exactly. If I could think of a replacement for the Hype Bros, it's the Authors of Pain.
Revival are out right now.
Yeah, over on Raw, everyone's injured.
So. Oh, you need to stop!
You had the Hardys.
Hey! Not used to having two.
You had the Hardys, the club, the bar, Dean and Seth, and Heath Slater and Rhino, who are...
Technically.
Yeah. They're there.
Technically. They are there. Yeah.
Check your roster page. They're there.
But...
You're right.
Haven't seen them literally since I've started doing Raw.
Well, considering what the other members of 3MB are up to, I'm sure Slater's being groomed for a Universal Championship run.
He's planning something. He's just going to show up, and it's just going to be like his head on Braun Strowman's body.
Or he'll just have all of his kids swarm who's ever in there.
Or when Strowman wins the Universal title, he's like the chest compartment will open. He's going to be like, I Gundamed him!
I made
him into a Robotech, guys!
You guys seen Pacific Rim? That's basically what I did.
And Rhino's in the back like, yeah, I'm the second pilot. I was going to say, he's got like...
I'm the legs.
He's got a big belt, and then he's in there like Krang. Controlling him.
The belt is mine.
Ah, crap, there's something else I wanted to... Damn it.
Nope.
Fine. No.
What about them air hockey championships?
Yeah.
So I definitely want to talk about that. I also want to talk about Southpaw. Because we've got a couple minutes. Sure. Did anybody, Bill, I know you watched the full season. Do you know about South Park Regional Wrestling?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I know about it. I haven't watched it. Yeah.
100%. Do yourself a favor. It'll only take like half hour to an hour to watch both seasons.
Oh, great.
It's just a series of wrestling comedy shorts featuring current active WWE talent.
Yeah.
One season sponsored by KFC. Another season sponsored by Old Spice.
Oh, great.
It's just silly. It's magic.
I love branded content.
Like, oddly enough, they make it work so well. Great. Especially season one. They have a Ric Flair impersonator doing KFC impressions. It's definitely not Ric Flair.
And I think it's just branded content, like, by accident.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were going to make it, and then they're like, would you want to buy it? Yeah, sure. Oh, okay.
Do you want Shawn Michaels to dress up like the Colonel? Yeah. Don't have to tell me twice. Yeah. We'll do that. Then the other thing that I said before that.
Yeah, the air hockey championship.
Yeah, the air hockey championship.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said. We all clearly heard what you said.
Did either of y'all see Freudian slip, whatever.
Did either of y'all see the air hockey tournament that NXT did? So, there's a beautiful man by the name of Ryan Katz that, they went to an arcade in Orlando with a bunch of, NXT talent, including a bunch of people that have not been on television, but also TM61, It's just an air hockey tournament, but it's so flippin' funny. They're cutting promos on each other. It's lovely.
TM61 was there, and they were telling interesting stories about growing up in an air hockey.
My father actually worked in an air hockey table factory, and one day I slipped. You gotta watch the video. Okay. And one day, all of the tables turned on and I was filled with the air. So now my senses on the board are second and like become a superhero when it comes to air hockey. It's so silly. It's so good.
There's a guy by the name of Baba Tunde.
He's a giant.
He is 7 feet freaking tall. And seeing him have to crouch down all split legged, try and play this game against a girl was great. Like, he had the hardest time.
Afterward, did he say, who wants to sex Baba Tunde?
You know what? That might have been one of the things they kept for time.
I think that's his catchphrase, though.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
That's a basketball reference. Thanks, everybody.
So, the last thing before we go, who's excited for the Mae Young Classic?
Yeah. Yes. The one right after SmackDown was so... I almost swore again. This is really hard.
That's all right. That's all right.
The one after SmackDown was really good.
Flippin' is what I go with.
Yeah, that sounds less middle school than
freaking.
You see this freaking Mae Young Classic?
Well, freaking's good enough for Seth Rollins. So put it on a shirt.
Good enough for us. Well, he's a Power Ranger, so he's into children's programming.
That's true.
Nothing. You're the one. Never mind. I'm making myself laugh in my own head.
What else is there?
The Mae Young Bracketology special was a lot of fun.
It was really good.
Well, if you want more Mae Young Classic coverage, make sure to tune in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. right after this show for the Mae Young Classic After Show, which is going to be hosted by a wonderful panel, Rakia McCarty, TK Trinidad, Anissa Barr, and Denise Salcedo. Make sure to tune in. They're going to be covering it over the course of 3 weeks, 3 episodes. It's going to be very enjoyable. I really hope that you tune in because if you've watched any of our other tournament content, our CWC After Show, Bill, I miss it, our UK Tournament After Show, good. You were there.
Yeah, I knew that one. I knew that.
It was Yumi, Ty, and Steve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know you're in for a good time. It's going to be great. And the tournament itself. Oh, so super excited. They've been talking this up since WrestleMania in terms of it having a name and everything. Mm-hmm. Very excited for it to show up. Nicole, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great.
I don't know if I've laughed this hard on this show in years.
Is that true, or is he lying?
It was a really good show.
Yeah,
it
showed it. Yeah.
That was a really
this
good
was
show.
A good filler show. Yeah. This was not a real
That's
show.
That's sort of my specialty.
Nice.
I don't like to brag.
Get out there and kill some time. Okay.
I'll figure it out. So
we need a tight three.
So before we go, let the folks know where they can find you on social media, and if you're working on any projects right now.
Yeah. I'm at Nicole Conlon on Twitter, at the Nicole Conlon on Instagram, because there's a 14-year-old girl in Australia who took Nicole Conlon, and
damn
she
her.
Never used it.
Sound of a
she hasn't used it in years.
Cheese.
I hate her. I hate this teenage girl. And then I'm working on all kinds of stuff. Just follow me on Twitter. You'll find it there.
And again, it was very, very much a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you
she
so much.
She has amazing YouTube videos, comedy videos. You should check them out.
They're... Yeah, you look up Stevedore Comedy. We got a web series. If you like Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis, then you're going to love the web series.
You're talking to wrestling fans. Of course they do.
Yeah, Stevedore Comedy.
Maybe not by name, but... But they know they love it.
It's all great. And you can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel. Check out uprox.com, withspandex.com, uprox.com/prowrestling. We launched our withspandex podcast, McMansplaining, last week.
It's a good name.
A great name.
This week we have the second episode with someone that y'all may have heard of, Sean X-Pac Waltman.
What?
Perhaps.
What'd you get him?
What's he been up to?
A real get. It was a huge score for me. But it was great. We talked to him about stuff that people don't really talk to him about, like his WCW days and Global Wrestling Federation. Not Global Force. The other one.
Oh, right. Global. Yeah.
OG. Yeah. OG.
But that was a lot of fun, and I will be on vacation, so I won't be here next week.
Oh,
but you won't be able to reach me, because I'll be on the high seas. Kyrie Sane's floating me around the Cape of Good Horn. No, I don't know.
Excuse me? The
Cape of Good Horn, right?
Okay.
Oh, Horn.
Yeah. The Horn.
You get a...
Yeah, the Cape of Good Horn.
That's a real pirate hangout right there.
Yeah. There's some real nice gals, some real good ones out there.
Very friendly.
Fancy. Yeah. Find me on the Twitter.
Follow that up.
At True Hobo. Wrestling Friday at Brian Kendrick's Wrestling Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Look for a video where I am trying to find Russell Crowe and I get into all sorts of trouble.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah, no. Russell Crowe.
No. What's the name of the show, Hobo?
The title of this Wrestling Pro Wrestling show is Wrestling Pro Wrestling Presents Russell Crowe Wrestling. Russell Crowe Will Not Be Wrestling. That is the entire
That's
title
amazing.
For the show, and there will be a Russell Crowe Battle Royal.
Oh,
by the way, so look for that video, and I just put up another match from the Anaheim Hot Sauce Expo, which is a weird.
How many odd foot of grunts will be at the Russell Crowe?
Well, you'll just have to be there live or watch it on Twitch.
Mm. Oh, that's right, it's gonna be on Twitch.
It's on the Twitch.
Where can people get that shirt?
NXT.spreadshirt.com is where you can get this and other sick shirts.
And some new ones coming up, because he's got a good brain with good ideas.
Oh, yeah, I get those.
Okay. Yeah. And you can find me on Twitter, at Mark B. Donica. Make sure to follow the rest of our wrestling content. That is Monday Night Raw. He's on that. Tuesday Night SmackDown. None of us are on that. this show, you're watching it. And then Thursday night, we do our Lucha Underground show. Make sure to check that out. But also, make sure to check out X-Pac 12360, because this week, we had the cleaner, Kenny Omega. Oh, boy! It was such a good interview. It was awesome. Great to have him. I got to ask him about Street Fighter. I'm a dork. So make sure to check out X-Pac 12360. Check out the Mae Young Classic After Show next week. And check us out next week, where we won't be nearly as funny.
Can I plug one more thing?
Yeah,
I forgot that I'm consulting on a new comedy wrestling show called XSW, Extremely Serious Wrestling, that's going to be on Powerbomb TV at some point. I don't remember when.
So follow your brother up.
Yeah, what?
So follow you for more details on
that. Yeah, follow me for more details on that.
Cool. Thank you for watching. Make sure to follow all of us here at AfterBuzz TV. Leave us iTunes reviews and a comment down below. We're canceled again. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. We're canceled. Ever.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you soon.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.